This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com and Equities.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest, and I'll tell you what, I am super excited to have him on my show. We're talking about no other than Canbiola, Inc. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol CANB. And I'll tell you what, stock price is around 3.5 cents. It's my personal opinion. This stock is grossly, and I say that, grossly undervalued with a market cap around 12.7. With us today is the new CFO of the company, Stan Teepley. Stan, welcome to the show.
Everett, thank you so much. I got to tell you, I'm really excited and appreciate the invitation to come on the show today.
As a new member of the executive team, I'm sure you're pretty excited about joining the team. I just want to know if you could bring us up to speed what's been going on since the last time your CEO has been on the show.
Yes, I can. Happy to do that. First of all, the company is in the most exciting industry since the advent of the dot-com days. There's a lot of confusion in the marketplace about the marijuana plant, and to be clear, we sell CBD, the oil extracted from the hemp plant, and we're federally legal and all 50 state legal. Our labs developed products are tested for purity, contain zero of the psychoactive THC from the marijuana plant. Our manufacturing facility up in Seattle will shortly be producing capsulized and disposable tabs to fill the backlog of orders that we've received, along with our product concentrations now of tinctures and drops and sprays and salves and a cryogel product, which I know that our CEO has spoken to you about before. We've just purchased and bought a new online state-of-the-art equipment facility that has added additional machinery that will allow us to keep up with the current demand and everything we can see into the next four-year future. The most exciting thing, though, to happen about the company is our recently announced uplist to OTC Markets QB. So obtaining the QB status, I don't have to tell you, Everett, is huge in our industry, opens us up to a whole new range of additional investment opportunities.
Absolutely.
And we're really pleased to be jumping into the QB at a much higher level.
Congratulations on that.
Yeah, thank you. And we've got on the phone with us here one of our customers. It's Dr. Weisberg. Dr. Weisberg is a prominent and successful orthopedic surgeon from Long Island, New York. He's one of the early believers and pioneers in the health and medical benefits of Canbiola CBD products. Dr. Weisberg is also the newest member of our medical advisory board, along with eight of his colleagues from different medical disciplines.
Dr. Weisberg, welcome to the show. First of all, I want you to share to my listeners how Canbiola products have given treatment options for certain of your patients, have helped them out, and the impact it's made. You know, there's so many people who are so uneducated about the terpenes, the cannabinoids. If you would, set that straight, and thank you so much for your time and coming on the show.
Well, thanks for having me today. I am also equally as excited to be here and to tell about my story of how I've come to be a major recommender of, if you don't prescribe it, of CBD for my patients. On a personal note, I had surgery on my knee about 8 months ago for some damage I incurred while being a little more active than I should have and being a little older than I desire. And the truth of the matter is, following the surgery, it didn't go well. I had a lot of pain and swelling in my knee. And I am a practicing orthopedic surgeon, and I employ all sorts of modalities for my patients, everything from surgical to non-surgical. And in the non-surgical realm, I use things such as PRP, platelet-rich plasma. I use amniotic cells, stem cells, and all the other traditional non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Despite the use of all these things, my knee was swollen and painful, and I was limping for 3 to 4 months postoperatively and quite concerned that I may need a total knee replacement. Somewhere along that time, someone gave me a bottle of CBD and said, try this. And I said, I had nothing to lose, and I put it down for about a week or two, and about the eighth day of taking the pills, my pain and swelling essentially disappeared. It was well over 80% better, and I was absolutely floored by the response. The one downside was I was noticing I was quite tired at the end of the day and going home and taking naps. I was sleeping better, but I was actually feeling somewhat drugged. So I literally had to stop it due to the side effects I was experiencing, and then studied a little harder to understand why this happened. And it turned out I was taking what's called a full spectrum CBD, which is the extract from the hemp plant that includes the THC. There is a small amount of THC in the hemp plant, as well as the other cannabinoids and the terpenes that are also in the hemp plant. So I searched and I finally found Cambiola, this company that we're talking about today, that makes a pure CBD product. It does not have any THC. It does not have any false positive drug tests on the various government workers and other workers who have to have drug tests for marijuana. And it does not have the sedating effects that the full spectrum extract did. So I became a user of the product first, found an equally effective response in terms of my pain and swelling. None of the sedative side effects that I was getting with the full spectrum extracts that you find in most of the drugstores today. So first I became a believer, and then I became a recommender. This has absolutely created a paradigm shift in my practice. As you all know, there is an opiate addiction issue that is throughout the country that is creating major problems for, you know, millions of people and doctors in terms of trying to take care of people in pain.
Yeah, huge crisis.
So a major crisis. And so we avoid as much as we can prescribing opiates at this time, which leaves us with very few options in terms of painkillers. All we really have left after that is anti-inflammatory medications, such as the Advils and the Motrins. The problem is a great deal of my patients, especially the elderly patients, have problems taking these medications. They cause gastrointestinal bleeds, they raise blood pressure, they have problems with renal problems. You can't give it to anybody who's on blood thinners. So therefore, in the world of medicine today, we need a product that is safe, does not have drug reactions, does not have any super sensorial or sedative type effects, and lo and behold, that is CBD. So I am now giving CBD to hundreds of my patients. They are coming back with one amazing story after another. I have not had one side effect. And quite frankly, this is a new day of medicine for me in terms of how I will treat my patients going forward. And I am quite relieved to see that we have a product available to us as physicians that we can give to our patients safely and have excellent efficacy.
Dr. Weisberg, you mind if I interject here just for a second?
Certainly.
You know, I love the idea that our patients, and like you said, it's a huge paradigm shift, and it is. I would love for you to have some videos and ask your patients if they would just, you know, give them a little bit of video, because these testimonials is what we need to send to our congressmen, our senators, and it is. It's one of the best kept secrets, and it's not a good thing that it's the best kept secret out there. And, you know, there is a paradigm shift, and pretty soon this plant is going to be curing so much more that I think that the pharmaceutical companies are scared, you know what. And I applaud you from thinking outside the box and recommending that, you know, particular product to your clients. All I ask is that let's get some videos and maybe submit it to the company so we can put it out on social media and show people not to be afraid of it. Because I don't know how old you guys are, but personally myself, I'm the last part of the baby boomers. We were growing up that, you know, certain anything part of the marijuana plant or the hemp plant was going to destroy your mind and your body and everything else. So I applaud you.
Well, thank you very much. It turns out I already have one video. One of the local news channels heard what the reporter was in a drugstore seeing everybody buying CBD off the shelves, and they said, why are you doing this? And they said, oh, Dr. Weisberg recommended it. So lo and behold, they're in my office a couple weeks later, and they asked for one of my patients to come in. And this patient is an excellent example of what this stuff does. 75-year-old gentleman, retired police officer, does his own auto body stuff, a very creative auto body, restores cars and makes these masterpiece cars. He has a wrist fusion on one side. His other wrist is terribly painful. I've tried every imaginable thing, such as I did on myself, the PRP, the gel shots, the cortisone, the pills. And he comes to me Wednesday and he says, David, I can't use my hand anymore. I can't do my auto body work. So we have this actually on film. He's being interviewed. and he can't move his wrist. I sent him to a hand surgeon to think that he's going to get a fusion or bones taken out, and they said it's too late. This wrist is gone.
Right.
He comes back to me and goes, there's nothing left. I said, you're going to have to try the CBD. 8 days later, he comes in and he says, what the heck did you give me? And
right.
I thought he was going to curse me out. I said, something wrong. Comes into the office. He's moving his wrist fully around. And he says, I'm back hammering my cars. I go, that's incredible.
That's
I was
awesome.
Beyond belief. Beyond belief what I did for this guy. So that is one of many videos that already exist, but I'll be happy to help you any way I can to spread the word.
I greatly appreciate that. In closing, I'd like to speak with Stan. The future for CBD and cannabidiola, where do we go from here?
Well, that's a really exciting question. We follow the tracking data on sales, and according to New Frontier data, in 2017, there were just $367 million in the hemp-derived CBD market. The projections are from not only them, but the Hemp Business Journal, that this is going to be a $2.1 billion market in 2 years. The cannabis oil, the CBD, is only one of more than 100 compounds found in cannabis, and we're just scratching the surface.
Absolutely.
I think we get explorers like Dr. is not afraid to just give it to another. When everything else failed, let's try this and doggone if it doesn't work. I love being attached in a leading edge business where we can make a difference in people's lives. That's really is part of our mission statement. We get to work in a positive way with industry leaders such as Dr. Weisberg. He mentioned about picking it up off the shelf. We're now getting requests from bodegas and C-stores and bakeries to want to stock the product because they have customers coming in and asking them for it because they've heard about it. So I think the word is out, and I think the top is off, and we're going to be growing. Our double-digit growth is going to end up being triple-digit growth as we go through the next couple of years. The handwriting on the wall is there, the excitement is there, the industry knowledge is there, and we have the medical people like Dr. Weisberg. And by the way, in our medical group, our medical advisory group, we have 8 different specialists in doctors. Obviously, Dr. Weisberg is the orthopedic surgeon, but we have many other disciplines, including that used it on for different things in their practice as well. An exciting time in an exciting industry, and Cambiola is leading the edge with our own manufacturing plant and many more products to come. So appreciate the time today, Everett. Dr. Weisberg, thank you so much.
You're very well.
Absolutely. And for my listeners, if you want to know more about their company, go to their website, www.cannabiola.com. You can learn more about the company. And if you want to invest in it, take a look at them. Gentlemen, thank you so much. It's a privilege to have you on my show. I can't tell you how much I appreciate both of what you're doing out there and helping and curing people.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you too.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.